Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Freedom Mortgage, dedicated to veterans and your homeownership needs. Visit freedommortgage.com/CBSVets. NMLS 2767. Equal housing lender.
This time on Vet Story.
Both my grandfather served in World War II, one in the Army, one in the Navy. We would sit there and he would regale me with stories of, of what they went through. And my parents would drop me off outside the fence and I would sit and watch flight ops all day long. All my classes in high school and everything towards going to the Air Force Academy. So all I ever wanted to do was be a fighter pilot. So it's finding a way to blend both of those worlds, staying accurate and true to our military, but also satisfying the visual and the creative of making a television show. You know, the small unit tactic that we've gone over, the hours that you've spent crouched and running a gun, this is in no way me equating that I get it, because I don't. It has instilled in me such respect and reverence for those that have.
Welcome to Vet Story. I'm your host, Phil Briggs. In this episode, we'll talk with actor Mike Vogel about NBC's military drama and spy thriller, The Brave. Mike portrays Captain Adam Dalton. He leads a team of highly trained undercover specialists that carry out missions around the world and gives a glimpse into the world of spec ops. Before we hear from Mike, let's hear a little bit about the show.
I need your team. Wheels up within the hour.
No attack on an American will be tolerated. It is up to us to send that message.
The Brave is an intimate look into men and women conducting missions that no one will ever know about.
This is the personnel recovery of Dr. Kimberly Wells.
She will be executed in the next 72 hours.
There's no cavalry.
We are the cavalry. The covert team itself is what's known as a cross-matrix team. So what it actually is, it's like a greatest of the greatest. We have men and women from Delta Force, we have a man from the Navy SEALs, and we have an agent from the CIA. And it allows them to go undercover all over the world.
One of the most exciting things about this show is how international it is. We go on missions across the whole globe and creates a great contrast for audiences to watch, for actors to get to play. And I feel so fortunate to be in this show. It really is quite special.
Were you raised Muslim, Jazz?
I was raised a New Yorker.
We show the human side of these men and women who put their lives on the line.
These are the final pings from Kimberly Wells' cell phone.
We should be able to get an idea of where they took her.
The Brave is based in reality, and it's based on what's happening today.
That's why we brought in consultants like ex-Navy SEAL Mikel Vega. It's so that we get it right.
Can you bring him the body cams?
That's your man.
Let him walk. He takes us to Wells.
What I really like is how they pay attention to authenticity of how these operations would go down.
Now.
It literally reminds me of missions I've conducted.
They're moving her.
They're making a difference. That's what gets them home to their families.
We didn't come this far to leave Kimberly Wells behind.
It's got heart, it's got drama, it's got action, and it's got you on the edge of your seat.
And with the American government, we're here to take you home. Let's go.
Oh my God, they got her.
We got you. You're safe.
Mike Vogel, good to talk to you, buddy.
How are you, Phil?
You're from Philadelphia, huh?
Yes, sir. Born and raised.
We can still be friends, but when it comes to baseball and the NFC East, we're going to have to draw the line there. Right?
Who are you? Who's your team?
Washington Redskins, because I'm here in D.C. So.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, yeah. Listen, it's a hard life as an Eagles fan and a Phillies fan. We're well acquainted with loss, but there are never more diehard fans than in Philly.
Now, while Mike may not always have luck with his Philadelphia sports teams, this American actor and former model has had quite a lot of success on both the big screen and in television. He's got diverse film credits, everything from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre to the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, to even a role in the Academy Award-nominated The Help. He's been the lead on blockbuster films like Poseidon. We recently caught up with him to talk about NBC's show The Brave, which incorporates elements of Navy SEALs, the Green Berets, and the CIA. Before we talk about the show, I just want to talk a little bit about your inspiration and the veterans in your family.
My love for the military started. Both of my grandfathers served in World War II, one in the Army, one in the Navy. And from a very early age, I was enamored with the sacrifice and the courage displayed by our men and women in the armed forces. And some of my fondest memories, I mean, literally every time I was at my grandfather's, we would sit there and he would regale me with stories of what they went through during World War II. And I was specifically that generation, the greatest generation, which sadly we are losing more and more. And how important it is to solidify those stories and pass on those legacies. And on Saturdays, we lived about 5 miles away from a joint reserve base in Warminster, where I grew up. And my parents would drop me off outside the fence, and I would sit and watch flight ops all day long. And so my whole life, I geared all my classes in high school and everything towards going to the Air Force Academy. It's all I ever wanted to do was be a fighter pilot. I got my senior in high school, got lazy, and didn't get my paperwork in time. And in that time, started acting and modeling, and everything just took off quickly. But that love and that appreciation for our military never went away. And I still remember to this day I was on the set of when we were filming Poseidon Adventure. I was on the phone for about 2 weeks back and forth with an Air National Guard recruiter trying to find if there's some way I could do the Clark Gable thing where I do the military thing, but I'm also doing that. And both Hollywood and the Air National Guard told me to go pound sand. So I was like, all right, well, here I am. And wanting to have, you know, the bucket list item for me was having an opportunity in my career to play a role that pays homage and honor to those that do this job day in and day out. And so when this one came along, there's been many over the years that just didn't seem right. This one, to me, was a no-brainer.
I thought it was pretty cool that Mike came by his inspiration to play a military character very sincerely. He was also very humble, and very quick to point out that he knows the difference between being a soldier and playing one on TV.
Because I didn't serve, this is in no way me equating that I get it, because I don't. And you know, I've spent enough time around those who have to willingly say, hey, I don't know anything, and I don't have a right to talk because I didn't serve. And my almost coulda, woulda, shoulda doesn't mean anything, except that it has instilled in me such respect and reverence for those that have.
Nah, very cool, man. Very cool. The show is technically sound. Our friends at Got Your Six kind of introduced me to you guys, and they've had some involvement with the production of the show, ensuring that the vets are portrayed accurately and positively. But when it comes down to like some of the experiences you've had as far as training for the show, talk to me about one thing that happened off screen, and that's in Morocco. Tell me what happened with the incident at customs.
Yeah, so what happened? I'm an avid shooter and have you know, tactical training, everything in my personal life apart from all this has always been a passion of mine. The rest of the cast, a lot of them had never even held a weapon before, and so here we are on the ground in Morocco about to film a show, and some of them have never wrapped their hands around a pistol in their life. And Morocco is not easy to get firearms into.
Right.
And so every single round and every weapon had to be signed off on personally by the King of Morocco. And so we got while we were in Morocco, we got one day of live fire training. We've made up for that since we got back stateside. but we had one day of live fire training, and it would only allow us to fire blanks. So we literally had to account for every spent shell casing. So you can imagine 50 people sorting through blades of grass in Morocco trying to find ejected shell casings.
I found that most interesting because I just don't think about Morocco as being a country with strict gun control. I also found interesting the role that their technical advisor and former U.S. Navy SEAL, Mikhail Vega, played.
Yeah, Mikhail Vega has been incredible, an incredible asset for the show, because not only coming from the SEAL teams, but he's also an actor as well. So he understands the blend between the creative and the tactical. And you know how it is. Inevitably with these shows, you're going to catch things that tactically may not be sound. But the truth is, I remember I did a show years ago called Pan Am, playing an airline captain. I'm a pilot in my real life. And so they would ask me to be doing things that I would never be doing at that stage of flight. But it looks, you know,
right.
When you're flying an airplane, you're literally sitting there dialing switches on an autopilot and sitting there twiddling your thumbs. And that just doesn't look fun on screen. And so it's the same way with a show like this. Tactically, there are a lot of times where we would be doing something other than what we're doing, but visually on screen, it doesn't work. Or the terms and the acronyms that you would use, no one will ever understand. So it's finding a way to blend both of those worlds, staying accurate and true to our military, but also satisfying the visual and the creative of making a television show. And Mikhail has been indispensable in helping us bring those two worlds together.
That's awesome, man. Keeping it real, I know, is a tough thing to do in storytelling, because the story has to be dramatic for the civilian, whereas the vet's got kind of an insight. And you're dealing with a real small percentage. You know, just 2% of Pentagon forces are spec operators. So you're dealing with a world that many of us, even veterans, have never even seen a glimpse into. So I got to ask, with the training that the tech advisors give you, I spoke with the legendary Captain Dale Dye, you know, who's worked with Oliver Stone on movies and everything.
Yeah.
And he told me about his training regimen. I got to know, did some of the technical advisors get in there with the actors and really kick your ass?
Oh, absolutely. And they continue to, but it was well invited. I mean, we you know, when we're not filming, we're out doing live fire drills. We are doing Brazilian jiu-jitsu. We are in the weight room. We each have 45-pound weight vests, and we're out here in Albuquerque, which is at altitude. We're at 6,000 feet, and you know, we just spent an entire episode on horseback up at 11,000 feet on a mountain filming, and this is where all of that training. You know, you don't realize the small unit tactics that we've gone over,
the hours that you've spent crouched and running a gun, how that strengthens your core, how that prepares, you know, how the weight vest and running in the mountains prepares you for doing fight scenes for 16 hours a day at 11,000 feet. All of that stuff, kind of the puzzle pieces get put together. And for me, man, I'm old. I'm a 38-year-old guy, and I'm in the best shape of my life. And seeing, I've always enjoyed pushing my body to its limits. And the fact that now at 38 years old, I'm able to go out there and run around and still do this stuff and feel like I did in my 20s is pretty stinking fantastic. And I think to a man and to a woman on the team, they would tell you the same thing. you know, the beauty of what this show does as well, you know, and I think it was smart. Our creator, Dean Djarric, he chose to go the route of making it an Omega team. So he's blending from some of the best from the different service branches, from the SEALs, from Delta, they will bring people from different religious and ethnic backgrounds onto the team, women onto the teams, because it helps to achieve the mission in the different environments that we're operating in. Mm-hmm. And it also provides for a really diverse experience. The cast speaks over 11 different languages. And so far in every episode, we've had the opportunity to showcase those things and just add to a more authentic and real experience.
Very cool. We're talking about NBC's The Brave. It's Monday nights at 10 p.m., a military action drama, which I kind of call more like a twist of CIA meets CSI kind of vibe. Because you guys are definitely right. Well-versed in a variety of different things.
More Jason Bourne than it is G.I. Joe, yeah.
More yeah. Jason Bourne than G.I. Joe. I like that one, too. Give me a snapshot of an upcoming episode. Are we going to go to Syria and get involved in ISIS? Are we going to go to North Korea and rescue Dennis Rodman from Rocket Man's basketball death camp?
That's right. What have we got doing? Well, we have the one we just finished, which will be called, next week's episode. We'll do that. So the next week's episode, Anne Heche plays the head of the DIA in our show. And so there's a working relationship between both of those things. And then our next episode, normally we're all separated there in DC. We're operating the country that we're operating in. We go to Afghanistan it's kind of the Adam Gadon story, the American Taliban. So the Afghani forces have captured an American Taliban member who knows about an attack that's happening. And we're sent there and Patricia Ann Hayes's character is sent there to interrogate him. And while we're there, there's a prison riot and uprising that takes place. And we find ourselves severely overpowered and outnumbered in all of the fun that ensues on a mission like that. So it brings both of the teams together on screen, and it's really high action, high speed stuff. So I think people will like it.
Very cool, man. Well, I've caught a couple of the episodes that are up online. And again, it's NBC's The Brave, Mondays at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And I appreciate not only you doing the roles, taking them serious, but you bringing your personal passion and the memory of like your grandfather's there, you know, into the fold. Because, as vets, what makes it truly a joy to watch a military piece is when the characters are vested and when they really do get it. Also,
absolutely.
Thank you for staying in damn good shape, because I caught this clip of your interview in Phoenix and
don't do it
on NBC 12.
Just on behalf of all the female fans, we were just kind of wondering, what does that all that hard work look like?
Well,
here, I'll hold this for you before we destroyed it.
We're asking him to lift up his shirt.
I'm doing the viewers a favor right now.
I just want you to know I'm not going to ask you to take your shirt off, man.
Oh, gee. Thank God. Thank God. That was a body double. That wasn't really me. So,
Mike Vogel, man, keep kicking ass. I look forward to following more of NBC's The Brave.
Will do. Thanks, Phil. Thanks for your service.
All right, buddy. Take care. And as they say in Hollywood, that's a wrap for this episode of Vet Story. I'm Phil Briggs, and I'll talk to you again on ConnectingVets.com.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.